For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A top GOP aide says the House will vote next week on two immigration bills after GOP moderates and conservatives failed to reach an agreement on a compromise measure. Republicans say one of the bills will be strongly conservative without a way for young dreamers brought to the U.S. illegally to become citizens. The others will offer citizenship for those immigrants like moderates want, plus a strong border security language that conservatives want. Comcast offered $65 billion to lure 21st Century Fox, which is controlled by the Murdoch family, away from a merger with the Walt Disney Company. This sets up a bidding war between two of the largest U.S. media companies with its higher offer of 20% more. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A top GOP aide says the House will vote next week on two immigration bills after GOP moderates and conservatives failed to reach an agreement on a compromise measure. Republicans say one of the bills will be strongly conservative without a way for young dreamers brought to the U.S. illegally to become citizens. The others will offer citizenship for those immigrants like moderates want, plus a strong border security language that conservatives want. Comcast offered $65 billion to lure 21st Century Fox, which is controlled by the Murdoch family, away from a merger with the Walt Disney Company. This sets up a bidding war between two of the largest U.S. media companies with its higher offer of 20% more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
GOP infighting reached a new level on Capitol Hill as Senator Lindsey Graham reportedly scolded Senator Bob Corker for pushing his amendment that would allow Congress to block President Trump's tariffs. Corker has made it clear he's troubled by the current situation for his party as its members are scared to criticize President Trump.
We're in a strange place. I mean, it's almost becoming a cultish thing, isn't it? It's not a good place for any party to end up with a cult-like situation as it relates to a president that happens to be purportedly of the same party.
A Republican lawmaker is facing criticism for saying there aren't enough white kids to go around when discussing immigration in schools during an event in northern Arizona. Representative David Stringer's comment was called racist and paranoid by the Democratic advocacy group Progress Now Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study finds when it comes to places in America, spelling doesn't matter, but pronunciation does. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
You may know Houston, Texas, but in New York City, the street is called Houston, even though it's spelled the same. It's one of the 14 most mispronounced locations in the United States. That's according to a report from Business Insider that says pronouncing it Houston, as in the Texas city, is the quickest way to get yourself labeled as an outsider.